Now, so much for the negative aspect of perfect emotion. We come now to the positive aspect. And this consists of a number of wholesome emotions, all connected. First of all come the positive counterparts of renunciation, non-hatred and cruelty, which are known in Pali as dana, maitri and karuna, that is to say giving, love and compassion. Then come sympathetic joy and tranquility, mudita and upeksha, which are the remaining two brahma-viharas. And finally, shraddha, faith and devotion. So I want to say just a few words about each of these. First of all, dana, or giving, or generosity. In a sense, we may say, this is the basic Buddhist virtue. If you don't exhibit this virtue, you can hardly call yourselves Buddhist. Dana consists not so much in the act of giving, much less still in the quantity of what you give, so much as in the will to give, the feeling to give, the feeling to share, the feeling that you want to give something to somebody, sometimes. And very often this feeling to give, to share, is the first manifestation of the spiritual life, the first sign that craving and attachment have decreased, at least to some extent. Now, dana is discussed at great length and very technically in Buddhist literature. Whole volumes have been written about dana, but we've no time to go into details. There are many different forms of dana or giving, and the Buddhist scriptures, the Buddhist texts, enumerate them all. First of all, there's the giving of material things, sharing what you have of the good things of life, sharing food, clothing, and so on. In ancient times, this aspect of dana was very, very important indeed. It's not so important now, though it's still an aspect which we shouldn't neglect. Some people in the East try to give something of a material nature every day. Try to give either a quantity of food to a beggar, and there are many beggars in the East, or a small sum of money, or at least a cup of tea, and so on. So that every day they have the practice of giving something, sharing something on the material plane. Some people in this country like to feed the birds every day. Well, this is another manifestation of the same thing. Then we can give time. Now we can give energy. We can give thought. These are also very important. Time is very precious, and if we give some of our time for the sake of others, to help other people, then this also is a form of dana, generosity or giving. Then there's the giving of knowledge, in the sense of the giving of culture, education. This is always ranked very high in all the Buddhist countries. Intellectual gifts shouldn't be kept to oneself, should be shared, as it were, with all. All should be able to derive benefit from them. This was emphasized all the more in Buddhist India, inasmuch as the Brahmin caste, the priest caste of Hinduism, always tried to create a monopoly of knowledge and keep it to themselves, to keep the other caste in comparative ignorance and darkness and subservience. So Buddhism always stressed that knowledge, even secular knowledge, secular culture, shouldn't be a monopoly of any particular caste or class of people, but should be disseminated amongst the whole community. Another important kind of giving in Buddhist literature is fearlessness. This might strike you as a rather strange sort of gift. You can't, of course, hand anyone fearlessness on a plate or wrapped up in a little parcel with ribbon, but you can share with other people your own confidence. You can create among other people a feeling of fearlessness, or as it were, security, by your own very presence, your own very attitude. And Buddhism attaches very great importance to this, that you should be able to reassure people by your very presence. And this is a form of giving. This is a form of dana, a very important contribution, according to Buddhism, to the life of the community. Then other forms of dana or giving which are mentioned include even life and limb itself, that one should be prepared to sacrifice, if necessary, for the sake of other people, for the sake of the Dharma, for the sake of the teaching, even if one is called upon to do so, one's own limbs, even one's own life. Dana, or giving, or generosity, can go as far as this. And finally, of course, transcending or surpassing even the gift of one's life and limbs is what we call in Buddhism the gift of the Dharma, the gift of truth itself. the gift of the knowledge or the understanding of the way to enlightenment, the way to emancipation, or the way to Buddhahood, the way to Nirvana, this sort of knowledge and the gift of this sort of knowledge surpasses all other possible gifts. So these are just some of the things which one can give, some of the ways in which one can give. And one can begin to see how vast, how comprehensive the whole field is. And according to the Buddhist teaching, one should be giving in some way or other, on some level or other, all the time. In the Buddhist East, in the Buddhist countries of the East, we may say, dana, or giving, or generosity, penetrates and permeates all aspects of social and religious life. If you go along to a temple to worship, you don't go empty-handed. You go taking along flowers, you go taking along candles, taking along sticks of incense, which you offer there. In the same way, if you go to see a friend, even if it's only for a casual visit, you always take a present. I found myself when I was staying in Kalimpong and mixing much with Tibetan people that this was absolutely compulsory. A friend wouldn't think of appearing on your doorstep without a box of biscuits under his arm or something of that sort. So in this way, this spirit or this feeling of giving, of sharing, penetrates as they permeate all aspects of life in the East, in many of the Buddhist countries. No doubt all this does tend to become sometimes just a custom. And very often one may say, well, there isn't much feeling attached to it. But all the same, when you're doing this sort of thing, because you're expected to do it all the time, sometimes every day, in some form or other, then it does have some influence upon the mind. You get into the habit of giving. You get into the habit of sharing. You get into the habit of thinking a little bit about other people, instead of all the time about yourself. So much for dana, or giving, or generosity.